we have decided to join together and create a new organisation known as Not on the Wires. It's a cooperative of journalists. We will be actually registering as a legal entity, as a cooperative, and we plan to continue doing more things like this. We do believe that there's a model for events-based journalism, so we want to actually go around the world and self-fund ourselves, work with big news organisations, maybe once, maybe twice a year. But we believe the experience with Reuters is hugely positive, and it was interesting to work with them. Since coming back from Berlin, we have been approached by the BBC, and we are now working with the BBC on the College of Journalism project, and the Berlin project is going to be featured there, and we do hope to do more stuff with them in the future as well. So, I mean, on a hugely optimistic note, for a bunch of people who've just graduated very recently, I feel hugely happy that, you know, this could actually turn our careers around. I mean, two of our team are now working at CNN. Another one of our members is got a full-time job and also freelances for CBC. I'm doing stuff with the BBC myself, as well as my own business. And it's just been a huge success to actually, as Adam said, just go out there and do something. It was a huge risk, but we went for it, and just to see what happened really. And I'm really pleased that we managed to break even. And as I mentioned just earlier on about this issue of people putting TV on the web and so on, I started thinking a couple of months back, when you look at things like radio compared to newspapers, there was obviously a whole game change about ways to write the broadcast, and then the same for television. You can't just put radio copy on TV and then stick it to pictures. There's a slightly different tact in how you do it. And I personally don't believe that there's been enough thinking about digital media, and actually as a whole new medium. And what Cynthia's shown us with the FT and the New York Times is really exciting. You know, there's no definitive, you know, this is the formula, and that's great because we're still creating it. But this conference is going to be specifically about storytelling, hence the name. And that is essentially it. I wanted to sort of keep it nice and short so that if anyone's got any questions, really, they can go ahead.